From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Israeli Gaza frontier was quiet Wednesday following a barrage of mortar shells and rockets Tuesday, striking southern Israel, wounding three soldiers, and prompting an Israeli retaliation in the form of tank fire and airstrikes. It was considered the worst incident of violence since the 2014 Gaza War. Hamas spokesman Hamad El-Regeb said, "We'll not allow attacks on residents in Gaza and will continue resistance to what he called Zionist aggression and injustice." Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the military delivered what he called the strongest blow in years, aimed at more than 50 Hamas and Islamic Jihad targets. A Palestinian official credited Egyptian mediation for an easing of tensions, although Israel stopped short of agreeing to it. Hamas and Islamic State launched dozens of rockets and mortar fire in recent response to the killing of more than 100 Palestinians by Israeli troops along the border frontier during weeks of protests. The UN Security Council met in an emergency session Wednesday. Mideast envoy Nikolai Mladenov warned the region was on the brink of conflict.
Under the current circumstances, failure to act immediately with a set of relatively modest, achievable interventions will only amplify the humanitarian crisis, but drastically increase the risk of confrontation.
Kuwait blocked a U.S. draft statement condemning the rocket and mortar fire from Gaza. Democratic Republic of Congo Special Envoy to the U.S. Raymond Tshibanda said he's encouraged by the close cooperation between his country and the World Health Organization to contain the latest Ebola outbreak.
We feel very good about the cooperation we are receiving from the World Health Organization and from other partners.
He said 1 or 2 weeks will be needed to be sure the situation is under control. This is VOA News.